And here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Well, not all, but I'm sure a lot of you. The Impractical Jokers. Joe, Murr, Brian, and Sal. These guys took time in between one of their sets, because when I tell you they're working all day, they're working all day, all night. Every one of them are doing something. I've never seen a group of guys work so hard in my life. And not only work, they enjoy what they're doing. They love what they're doing. They're having a nonstop blast. They're what I thrive for, to enjoy what you're doing in life. And it bleeds through them. I just can't express how much I love these guys enough. I can't express it. I feel like I met long-lost cousins and family members. I'm not even kidding you. So much respect for these guys. So here you go. They took time, all four of them, to come in and sit in my cabin. All right, well, let's just get on with it. I just got to say, now you've been listening to me forever. The journey of my life, I only search for one thing. And since I've been on this cruise, that's all I got. I'm sitting with the Impractical Jokers. You don't understand. I live in the woods. It takes so much to get me out of the woods. Because I get repeatedly just... I don't enjoy half the people I meet in the Hollywood industry. They piss me off. They're snobby. They're full of shit. And since I've met you guys, I feel like I grew up with all you. But not only that, you guys are so giving, so engaging.
Well, the buffet is free. We have nothing. Nothing.
Oh,
to do
so
with that.
Oh, yeah. I feel better. Yeah, I totally feel better.
Yeah, we let them eat whatever they want. These people, they can have.
That's the giving part you referred to.
I think we echo the same sentiment we feel about you specifically. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think you are just like the nicest guy. We feel like we know you, but
yeah, I hadn't heard of you before. I'm kidding.
it's funny when you know somebody from like seeing them and then you meet them and then instantly it's just like you either get with somebody or you don't, and you're one of the guys that we just instantly clicked with.
All right, but have you come across anyone yet where you're like, damn, that was a bummer?
Yeah, Joey Fatone. He keeps coming on the phone.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say me. By the way, I thought you were going to say Murr.
John C. Reilly was kind of a dick to me in a lobby. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. We were both on tour together. I forget where we were. They were on a separate tour.
That was Minnesota.
Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And they were checking the hotel the same time as we were. What was he on tour for?
He was with Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric. And Tim and Eric came over and said hello, those guys, and we were talking to them. And then John C. Reilly, and he said hi to them. And I was like, oh, hey, man. I'm like a big fan. And he just looked at me, and he was like, just turned. Like, did that thing where he just like purposely cold shoulders you to make you feel like an asshole.
John C. Reilly did that.
Wow. I didn't see him. I heard he's a very...
prickly pear. Bitch.
Curtis, the punk ass bitch. No, and if he wants to start some shit, come down to Staten Island and see Reilly.
Yeah. Oh, you just stoked Joe. You just stoked Joe, the fighter of the group.
You keep it down, I'm next door, thanks.
You see, that's the dick we're talking about right there.
I Reilly, he's known to be like a...
Yeah, prickly pear. That's how I've heard about him. Yeah.
I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
He's so good.
The guy from Step Brothers.
He's towering, right? Is he a big dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought he was short.
He's intimidating.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
he's plays...
Which is weird because Will Ferrell has been really, really nice to us. So, like, they do movies together sometimes. So, like, when it comes out, I'm just like, I want it to fail for John C. Reilly, but I want it to do really well for Will Ferrell. So, it's like, I'm really torn. Like, the Sherlock and Watson one, I was like, fuck yeah, it sucks, dick. I was like, yeah, fuck him. And then Will Ferrell, I'm like, oh, but I'm sure it's funny, though.
Do you want to tell him the story about how you almost killed Will Ferrell when we were doing our movie?
I didn't know.
We were driving back. It was right after Will had gotten in like a pretty serious car accident.
Will Ferrell did.
It's like two. Yeah, it was like 2 weeks after that, and we were going back to set, and they were waiting. Will was waiting for his car, and Q. We had rental cars, so it was
I'll
me.
Drive you.
It was Q. Was like, I'll drive you. So it's me, Q, Will, and I think it was Will's assistant, right? So Will's up front with Q, and we were like fanboy because we were hanging out with Will. Yes, very serious. So Will was like, we're super excited. Yeah. We're hanging out in the car with Will.
Hold
so
on.
Q is just talking to him and not paying attention.
That's not true at
and
all.
And he locks up the brakes and goes through a red light and stops.
None of this is true.
The front, like the dashboard.
That
like,
part's true. What he just said is true, but everything leading up to it's not true. You know that the yellow light times vary greatly from state to state.
Absolutely.
You know New Jersey famous for very long yellow lights.
Absolutely.
You know you got a distance to cover. You
can now put it in Texas at the time.
That yellow light is not an indicator for you to get through it. It's an indicator for you to not
I'm
get
not
through
finished.
It.
I'm not finished. So there was a car in front of me that was approaching the yellow light, but I judged, according to all my experience in driving as an adult, that he was close enough to the yellow light that he was just gonna go through. So I knew I was stopping at the red light, but I thought I had another 10 feet because I thought that car was going through. That asshole, probably John C. Reilly, hit the brakes and stopped suddenly at a yellow light. So I had to quickly adjust to stop 10 feet. And that's when Will
Ferrell...
saved
Will Ferrell's life.
Yeah.
You didn't almost kill him.
That's what I heard, Murray.
He overreacted. He put on a little fun Will Ferrell show, and he put his hand on the thing and
hit by a Will Ferrell. You're turning on Will Ferrell too now.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I'm sure he was acting, that's all. It was very funny. We all laughed.
It is a tough one too, because you know, since we've been on the TV and with social media is good too, because Twitter helps us meet people.
Right.
We got to meet so many people nowadays, and it is always... like you hold your breath a little bit because it can be like you don't want to meet a hero and then they're not like good peeps, you know. Like,
I know, but you guys are so humble. At least you put out there how humble you are. You got a lot of people rooting for you, and it feels good when guys like you are crushing it.
Ah, thank you, man.
Crushing it. And I have to say, I do kind of like that you were like, yeah, fuck that movie.
Well, the universe said, fuck that movie. I wasn't the only one. No, everybody hated it.
It opened universe wide as a damn.
Yeah,
and
it was presented by Universal.
Why are we only getting 200 theaters?
Yeah, all that from a shoulder. Oh, man. Forget about someone who
knew what he was doing.
Yeah. He fucking knew what he was doing, C. Reilly.
He wanted me to feel like a dickhead. He absolutely wanted to.
Wow. Well,
I should add that John C. Reilly is my uncle.
That explains a lot. That explains a lot. All right. Who's the... There has to be a ringleader. And I'm sure you've been asked this from me. Who's the...
I think it depends on the arena that we're in.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're talking about. We all take different...
When you guys are in your heart, because listen, things are great, but there had to have been personal downs.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, you know, I'm out if we want to do this. Listen, we made enough money. I don't trust the manager. I don't know what the fuck. He's doing this. And I don't know. There has to be. Someone starts feeling that. It's natural.
Something
it's natural.
Similar to that has happened many times, but never we've made enough money because that hasn't happened yet.
No.
You need a new account. That's what I'm saying.
Remember what time we went
on? Don't tell him.
We're on our cruise. He's like, we haven't made enough money. We own the boat.
The beginning was slim pickings, but remember we were on. they were paying us like a just-to-get-by wage.
Season one, we got paid in chapstick.
Yeah. I think we made like $3,000 an episode the first season. For writing, producing,
writing,
doing everything,
every single thing.
Everyone on the crew, and there wasn't many, there was only 8 people beside us in the beginning. We didn't know how to make a show and we didn't know what it would take, and so they gave us like 8 people, and then it was 4 of us. We were calling locations like, hi, my name is Sal, I have a show, and mostly everyone that got hired then had TV experience, and every single person on the show made more than us. Remember?
Yeah.
We were the lowest paid people on the show.
And then we asked for a raise for season 2, and the president of the network at the time said this. He goes, I'll give you a raise. Here, I'll give you a raise. I'll focus test an episode. Whoever the 4 of you rates the lowest in audience likability, I'm going to fire them and split the salary up between the other 3 guys. He goes, that's how you get your raise. You believe that?
Insane. is that
and
guy.
And that's why you hang out in the woods, my friend.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And
so,
the president of the network at that time, John C. Reilly.
And see. We got a movie. They got a TV show. We can do individual. So yeah. Your time is so valuable. You guys.
No,
are,
we only just found out about this. I would love to clear time to talk to you.
All right, whenever, and I'll hunt you down too.
Yeah, dude.
I'll hunt you down.
You only have one more performance.
Just tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Just tonight. Yeah. But I want to do karaoke.
I'm coming with the whole.
We're gonna do. We're gonna sing.
Oh my God!
Yes.
You
yes.
have to.
Great.
Oh, I've
tomorrow
seen
night
this.
You don't have the karaoke.
I'll do Shook Me All Night Long.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
No, you understand. What the listeners don't understand, what you don't understand. I look at you guys and go, you know how big you are, don't you? Because these guys, I swear to God, it's like me hanging out in the backyard. You've been part of everything. I've been on rock cruises. Nobody fuck you. You want me to do what? I already went to the pool area. We're not taking pictures more than 20 minutes. Not you engage in everything. Dude, you're reading books. You tell stories. You're hosting comedy shows. The Belly Flop.
Yeah.
This is the greatest time I had in a long time. Not because it was just a cruise. Watching the child come out of you guys and the pure passion and the fun of enjoying where you're at in life.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Makes me feel good.
Wow.
I may streak tonight.
It was in your contract, sorry.
Also, based on how well this interview went, I'm going to look you up later. I'm kidding.
I hope you like it, man. I hope you do. Look at the old stuff. Real old stuff.
Well, what would our people get us for a time? I think we have time like tomorrow right after we get started.
We won't put pressure. We find time. Sounds good.
No, like actively want to.
All right. Sounds good. Thank all you guys for being here. Have a good one.
I didn't even want to cut that off.
No, it's hanging out.
Dude, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. All right, good.
Yeah,
we'll do
nice
good.
Sports, man. It's really nice.
Thank you. Go run and keep running.
It's like, I had this. Let me cut this once in a lifetime chance of talking to Jim on the microphone to go play Family Feud.
Yeah, I know, that's right.
In the middle of the ocean with a family I don't know.
You have to play Family Feud.
Well, I'm actually very excited because it's my favorite game show. So I was like, do you want to play Family Feud? I'm like, yes, I do.
Oh my God, yeah, I
forgot. Oh, wow. Yeah, Dory's got his.
Yay!
Wow! All right.
How drunk was I when you told me that? I was.
I have another one.
She talked about.
Oh my God! Best one.
No, it's secret.
All right, Dory's trying to show Sal a secret handshake that only Brian knows right now. I can't do this stuff.
That's not a secret handshake. That's the handshake all humans do to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to show you this secret handshake.
That's been. I'd start doing that.
We need to inject creativity. That's the thing she didn't want you
That's
to
the one that you showed each other?
That was like one more. That was one step further than this.
I've been doing that since the 90s. Yeah, well. Nice.
As was elaborate. There's an elaborate. I know. Yeah, I was looking for. I was. You know what? I got my hopes up.
Have a little like.
Yeah, it was something.
Wow. All right.
Because it's gotta be easy.
I like that.
Is it boring?
Hello, that's so boring.
All right. Well, I just want to remind you the one that you did before that.
Exactly.
All right, I'm gonna think about it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I'll see you in a little bit.
We'll see you later.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm coming to the show with the entire. We got a section.
Oh shit! I better be funny.
All right. See you guys in a little bit.
Have a good one. So that was insane. All four guys, and this is what I'm talking about. All four guys, sit down, Gab.
Hi.
And shut our door. Dory, can you shut our door? They came into my cabin. These guys' schedule is absolutely nonstop. They're doing Family Feud. I've been on so many boats that no one's approachable. No one get. They're doing secret handshakes.
Uncles. They're all my uncles now.
With Dorian, right? That's what it feels like. It feels like you grew up with
like
them
I feel like
I'm
forever. At like a family reunion. It's so
That's what I feel like.
It's
I feel
so
like
cool.
It is.
It's so nice.
You know how many of these... I told you I've been on this boat a couple times. And no disrespect to any other crews I've been part of, I'm going to say their energy is the most exciting and just, it's infectious.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go see the movie.
Oh my God.
I really am. And
it's just the clips they were showing last night were so funny. Was that for the movie?
No, that was like.
Sorry.
I don't know. But some clips they showed.
All right, Dory, well, it's hard to... All right, go ahead.
Some
clips can't hear
that
you.
They showed were for the movie, but not all of them. They were, like, before they got popular.
It was, like, bonus...
No. It was before they became...
It was, like, old...
Jokers.
Yeah. So they had videos...
The, what's it called?
The Tenderloins.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I could tell you what, I think these two girls have been having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this morning... Chris DiStefano comes in, and the first thing he says in my case, he's like, bro, last night, your 20-year-old freaking crushed doing karaoke, and my youngest one is going, I got a secret handshake with Quinn last night. I saw him, and me and him just tried to figure out a handshake for 20 minutes. It's like my uncle. He's really cool.
Oh, my God. I'm not even kidding you. We like, own the ship.
You guys are having so much fun.
We took last night. It's fine. We took one of the chess pieces, and we're just, like, running around with one of the freaking chess pieces. And we come in.
All right, people that are listening, the chess piece is about 3 feet tall.
it's like one of the big ones that's on the ground. And we come in last night at, like, what time was it? 2? It was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we're like rummaging around in the room. We're like, oh, my God, where should we put it? Let's put it somewhere where Dad's going to see it. And he's like, let's put it on his bed.
We tucked it in.
We were taking selfies with it. And it turns out he was on the balcony the whole time watching our dumbasses.
Yeah, so I'm on the balcony.
He was outside the whole time. Oh my God.
I'm literally on the balcony with most of the shades shut, and I'm watching my two daughters come in the room.
Oh my God.
And Dory's holding this weird, like, black thing. And they go, I'm like, what are they doing? And she has this round, red, plastic, I don't know what it is that she's been carrying around for hours. The hell was that thing?
Oh, my God.
The red thing. The big red circle.
Oh, my God. We stole that from the kids' club.
No, there was, like, dots on the way to the kids' club, and I was like,
and you took one.
Now. Well, I had the yellow one in the beginning, and I was like, no, this one's boring. I have to get one that, like, stands out, and it's, like, a fun color. So I put that one down, and I just snagged the orange one.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
that's just great. Hi, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is all just fake podcast talk. Mom's going to be listening to this going, what is that? What do you mean she took? I'm not okay with her taking dots on the floor.
That is so disrespectful.
Oh, it's all good. So you're having a good... I love that you sang last night.
I freaking crushed it. Dory, did you see me when I was on stage?
Did,
your confidence is soaring. So this means you got a little... I mean, you're already confident for the,
like,
Paramount. Do you feel a little different now?
Honestly, a little, because, like, at first I was like, oh my God, I've never done this. And then I'm like, what the hell am I talking about? Like, I literally, like, once I'm up on the stage, I'm like, hello. Like, I love it. I love it
you
so
love
much.
It.
The thing, the only thing I'm nervous about in particular for the Paramount, though, is just because the song is kind of slow.
Right.
Like, I feel like last night I was singing a
Fast.
Rock song.
Yep.
What was I singing?
You sang Sandman.
It's like Sandman by Metallica, which I knew spot on. Oh my God, I freaking crushed it.
I can't believe it. Oh my gosh.
Nobody expected that.
I love that you feel that confident. I remember being your age, and I remember playing some gigs. I wasn't sure. I mean, I knew. I didn't even go full force yet at that age. You're 20. I was out of it.
I mean, and I kind of got got a head start, you know.
You haven't really started. You haven't even really started.
No, I know.
You'll see.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's awesome when you have moments like that. It's freaking awesome. Yeah. You see, the energy's all into what you're doing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching my past. It's amazing.
Aww.
You, Dory, though. Although there's a little slice of me that does that, that used to do that stuff too.
What?
I like moving things. I have to make a confession.
Oh my god.
Since we're on confessions, we're in Disney World, and I brought my nephew. And I'm not going to say which one, and the general public cannot figure out anyway. Just in general, I bring a family member, and at the time, this is Disney in Orlando, Disney World. And I don't know why, if I have too many cocktails, and at the time I didn't have a lot of drink, I didn't drink a lot. So me...
You really just need the energy.
Yes.
You just need that little, like...
Yes.
Little buzz, and then...
And oh, bing!
And then you just need that one person that hypes up and...
Yes! Yes,
that's
that one
all
little,
you need.
The little flame. Meow! And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened between the three of us. We had three crazy energies. And the three of us, they were closing down because the bars close at Disney early. I think they closed by 10 o'clock. Maybe it was 11. It doesn't matter where we stayed at that time. We started overturning all the furniture. But not in a violent way. Like, we just would turn the couch or face it backwards.
Where
or take one chair and put it in the hallway.
Where is this?
Disney!
Where, though? Like,
I can't tell. I'm not going to say.
Why?
It was Saratoga Springs.
Okay, but like where though?
Oh, at the bar area. There's like a, you know when you go into Sarat, if you, you know where the food place is, the quick food place is?
Yeah, with the waffles.
Yeah. Now if you go down the hallway around the corner is a restaurant. We went there a couple times.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a, yes. And so, but before you go in the restaurant, there's like a couch area with a pool table.
Okay.
That area with the pool table.
Okay.
We rearranged all the furniture. And we put it in the hallways. And then, but this was the best part. We were like, let's go pool. I always want to go pool hopping if I get a buzz. All right, let's go pool hopping. So, me and...
I could just imagine you guys like cartwheeling through bushes and shit.
Well, me and the both people I was with, a male and a female, we're going through, not only running, we're going, woo! Woo! Like really loud. Woo! People are, and we're quiet, and we're running, and we would jump full clothes, jeans and all. We didn't realize it was a bad idea until we realized, oh my God, our phones are in here and everything.
Oh my God.
Your dad's a loony. A loony up in the nut house in Togas.
And then we'd get out of the pool, laugh, like cackles, like hyenas in the night. Then we go to the next pool, and then when we jumped in, there was a couple sucking face in the hot tub. So they were sucking face, and all of a sudden you had three people going, woo, woo, psh, woo, psh, and then you see a female, what the hell? Psh, and then all we do is just swim by them, get out, and then keep running. I still laugh at that thought every single day. But
I love that.
I'm glad you guys are having a good time. Now,
I can't not have a good time on a cruise. I thrive in these conditions.
Oh my God, it's so great because you're like trapped, and it's like you can't do anything but just let loose.
Right.
You're here, so you might as well just take advantage of it. Dory makes fun of me nonstop.
She makes fun of me. You like kind of need it sometimes because you have this. You do this thing where your ego.
I am.
Your ego gets a little. It starts to spill over just a little bit. That's so
where
we
you
have
get it
to.
From,
shh. Anyway.
Wait, what spills over? I don't understand what you're saying.
Ego. You have a lot of confidence, and sometimes it's a little too much.
For who?
Like, just as a family member who's grown up with you.
Wait, are you talking to Dory? Are you talking
to
me?
I'm talking to you.
Family member?
I have too much confidence?
Sometimes, no. It's like little.
You can't talk over each other.
It's like little burts, you know? Like you sometimes get little spurts of like, look at.
Yeah.
I know who I am, my worth. And
go ahead.
What we have to do to balance out the energies, we have to make fun of you.
You have to slap me down level.
I just do it for fun, to be honest. I do it for self. I just do it for fun. Make myself laugh. I don't care.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
See, every time you're really coming of age the last. Dory's very funny.
Dory's like an 80-year-old trapped in a.
No, like a fun 80-year-old, though. Like the ones that you see at the pool with all the young people who have all their like wrinkles and fat out and they're just drunk.
Who's like
and,
overly tan.
Yeah, and they're flirting with all the young guys and getting them free drinks.
Have you seen that personally?
No.
It's a vision.
It is a vision. I like the vision. But do you, because I know, well, you guys kind of do it too.
Do what?
No, your confidence gets a little.
And you bring us back down. So
correct.
We're just repaying what you give to us. As a father who I look up to and take examples from, I see how you know how to like be like, all right, take it down. Sometimes we have to do that to you.
All right, well, let me ask some. I don't understand.
You're too cocky.
But what was I doing?
I don't remember.
How'd you get to be so cocky?
I was just born that way, I guess.
I don't remember how this conversation started.
I put the mic in front of you to talk, I thought.
Oh, yeah, and Dory's like...
And then you made a face, and I went, oh, she always makes fun of me. And then you went into, well, you're cocky.
Yes, she went into her whole, like,
liberal. Is that what it was? It was...
No.
It was, I met from college, and everything is sex...
Okay. Sexist? I don't think she went there.
That's not where I was going.
Yeah, no, it's not where she was going. So being on here though, is this because I don't understand? All right, Dory, go somewhere.
Go take a nap. You wanted to sleep.
You did want to sleep.
Oh, so you guys don't want me here now?
You know, it'd be so funny
if you like left
my house. It'd be so silly.
What's been your favorite part of the trip so far?
I don't know. So far, I think the best part is just like, oh my god, once like 8 o'clock hits, it's just like total.
No, 9 and after when every like at karaoke.
8 o'clock.
For no, Dory, it's 9.
Because all the old people go to bed. And then, like, the younger people are all just dancing.
They come out in the nighttime.
Yeah.
I think the karaoke thing's the coolest thing.
We frolic in the night.
No, I see that.
We are creatures of the night. That's when we feast. We prepare for the day.
We find our prey.
As the night comes,
I'm that way.
We rally.
All the elders go back.
The elders retreat to their quarters. and the youth take over the ship. Oh my god. No, this is like so cool. I feel like I'm on a giant family reunion.
Yeah. So, Dory, let me ask you this, because this is your second real cruise. Is this one just completely different than the other one? Or is this, because Grandma and Papa brought you one, you had so much fun. You came back soaring.
Is Mom going to listen to this? I don't care.
No, you should care.
No. It's nothing bad. It's nothing bad.
Okay.
It's like, I, if Mom was here, I feel like we would have a
little more restricted time and restricted openness.
Yeah, no. More on the time, because, okay. like,
You're not getting in trouble. I'm getting in trouble. For whatever you're going to say, you're fine. I'm the one in trouble. So
I can really just
no.
down right now.
Well, you could, but that'd be our last trip.
Oh, God. I don't really remember what I was going to say, actually.
You were comparing the cruises.
Comparing the two cruises.
Oh, okay. So, like, on this cruise, there's, like, not a lot of, like, people my age. Like, the people that we did find, I really like them. They're fun, but, like, I actually think I like this cruise more. First off, Kelsey doesn't listen to me, as I can say this. Kelsey literally, like, I feed, me and Gabby feed off each other's
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, we have a little more higher energy.
We have, and Kelsey is very, like, preserved and
I call her explosive energy.
Not single.
She is explosive, but, like, not recently. I don't, she's more focused on college right now, which is good.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
You're not, so it's fine. We could have fun.
It makes up, it's all about balance, you know?
Do you think about Kelsey leaving?
Yeah. I think about her friend leaving more. I'm gonna miss Allie. That's a joke. I actually no because she's like I don't know. When Gabby left, we got really close and we would literally like tell each other everything. But like this year, she's just been like so busy and stuff with like swim
I know,
and
I miss,
stuff.
I like
so like
her.
I can't like come home and just like talk to her anymore. And with me too, like I have a bunch of homework, but like. It's not like we're drifting away. It's just like we have our own stuff to do. And then when we finally like hang out, it's still fun, but like, I don't know. I think she's ready to go to college. She needs to get at it. Like, cause we're like so secluded, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, did you ever tell her that? Like, hey, I miss talking to you once in a while.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't really like, I don't know.
She doesn't. Acknowledge
she's
it, weird. I guess. I don't know.
I still don't
she's her
really
own thing.
Understand her.
Me neither. She's so hard to understand. Like, you know those friends that you meet and you're like, oh, yeah, it's really hard to get close with them. Even when you're, like, close with them, you're not, like...
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but you got to think of this. I mean, you may not be thinking of it, but what happened? What was that just
nothing.
Done?
Nothing.
Oh. a lot happened this year.
Yeah.
A lot of changes, a lot of things happened. That she's probably still trying to figure out. But you guys came on here, the Impractical Jokers. Walk me through and walk people through because you were stoked about being on here because they were here. And now here we are and they were sitting down in our room. You're
honestly,
doing secret handshakes with them. You're doing karaoke with
Sal,
them.
Sal, literally, so we met these two other people on the cruise that are a little older. They're about like 10 years older than us, but they're really
they're so funny.
They're so funny, and so
they're like
we
Mark
found
cousins.
Out. Yeah, we literally like it feels like we're related to them. Everyone we've met is just so freaking cool.
It feels like there's like 400 people on this boat though.
I know. There's like 4,000, I think.
No, 3,000.
I don't know. But anyway.
We're also a little spoiled because we have our own section.
Yeah.
And this is so amazing that we're here. We get the own little, it's pretty cool. It's very intimate. It's really cool. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. But yeah.
And I like watching you two have fun.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a struggle, but it's also
what
fun.
What do you mean a struggle?
It's
struggle.
Just
great, please.
So obnoxious. She's so loud. She's still right to
our
it.
Our family is loud.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's like us. That's us. Families, you like go into a family, they're very like quiet.
Oh my god.
This is our dog, Tootsie. Let's take a tour around the house. Please don't touch that. Please. I got that in Mexico.
I think our family is so funny because we all have such strong personalities.
Oh my god, we're so obnoxious. Like, if someone from anywhere else would see... Let's say they went to, like, a family reunion. On Dad's side. Oh my god. They would call animal control. They're so like exciting and fun. It's like you walk in and there's light just bursting.
I love mixing. I love putting the two sides of the family.
So great. And they're like, you could see this.
Nothing specific.
Yeah, I know. They're silently like.
Very general.
Very. I don't know if this, like. Okay.
I would not.
Put her on the spot.
Yeah, I would not. I would. I get it, though.
Your turn.
You put two worlds together, and it's funny to watch the clash of the titans.
It's
not a clash; it's different.
It's so different. It's so funny, though.
Conversations are different. It's just all different. That's all. Looks, it's interesting. You know, I grew up very, very loosey goosey. And blue collar, and no, we didn't care.
Can you elaborate on what exactly loosey goosey means?
We're loose. No one was uptight. No one was
judgy.
No one was judgmental whatsoever. You judge, but not the way that I've been exposed to. But we never. I don't know. We were camaraderie. It was really good. I don't know where we're going right now.
I'm so fried.
All right, let's go to we're gonna take a break. I asked my daughter.
My body and soul are burnt.
No, your soul toasted. Oh,
I'm so toasted.
Not in that way.
I asked Dory.
You asked Dory. All right. What?
To put her lotion on. She got burnt like a fried egg. But you weren't bad today. You were fine today.
No, it's starting to soak in.
It's fine today.
We had a great lunch. Life was good. I got to do one more show tonight, and then we'll catch up with you a little later. And we're going to go overnight with Gabrielle and Dorianne popping in. She wanted to go to sleep, but next thing you know. She started jumping in.
Psych.
From the Impractical Jokers Cruise.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. We're in Fort Morris, Florida. And.
That didn't sound right.
You yeah.
You're having a stroke.
I am not. I am not having a stroke. It did come out wrong. I am Fort Myers, Florida. For all you Met fans, I'm going to be doing an interview with Pete Alonso. And this will all come out. It's all going to... We'll catch up. I hope you enjoyed the Impractical Joker guys. Really good stories there. Especially just trying to make it and stuff like that. Hope you have a great day. A great week. There's a lot going on. Check out the tour dates. I'm officially hitting the road hard. Go on officialjimbrewer.com for all the tour dates. Go on Facebook and the Instagram page. And like I said, next week we'll jump into Gabrielle and the road and all that jazz. And I just, as always, all of you. Christine, thank you for going to Paramount. Todd, all of you. You know who you are. It was great seeing Diana. Long, long, long time fan down here in Florida at the Parker Playhouse with her sister. And to all of you, as always, thank you for everything you do. Keep sending your messages, the personal messages. It means the world to me. Talk to you next week.